So you wanted to really dig into these new Irish child minding regulations, huh? Big changes coming, really big. And we're talking a whole new world for childcare in Ireland.
Yeah, it's a huge shift.
We dug through all of it, the Child Care Act of 1991, all those service regulations for 2024.
Lots to unpack.
Exactly. And we're going to break it all down, tell you what it means for you as a parent.
Yeah.
We know you don't want to read all that legal stuff.
Right, who has the time?
No one. So we found the important parts, the stuff you wouldn't believe, and what you really need to know to make good choices about childcare. And let me tell you, one of the biggest things is this: mandatory registration for all childminders.
Massive change.
Huge. It's going to affect everyone, parents and childminders, everyone.
Everyone. And what's really interesting about this is that Ireland's trying to create one standard of care across the board. By autumn 2027, if you're minding kids for more than 2 hours a day, you need to be registered with TUSLA.
What's TUSLA?
Yeah, that's the Irish Early Years Inspectorate. So that means they've met safety requirements, training, child protection, the whole nine yards.
Gives parents peace of mind.
Exactly. Transparency and accountability, big time. I mean, think about it. You wouldn't hire an electrician who isn't certified.
Never.
This is like that, but for childminders. It's a framework for quality, making sure kids are safe, well cared for, all that.
So when we were looking at the documents, did they actually list out specific qualifications people need? What are they looking for?
Okay, so there are a few key areas. First off, the environment itself. Is the home safe? Are there any hazards? What happens in an emergency? Big stuff.
Makes sense.
Then they look at the childminder. Are they prepared? First aid certificate up to date. Do they understand the Children First Act?
Important.
Right, that's about protecting kids from abuse. And they need to know about child development, how to care for kids of different ages.
So it's more than just ticking boxes, you're saying.
Oh, absolutely. They need to show they can provide a safe and enriching environment for the kids. That's the key.
Now, this whole registration thing isn't happening overnight. There's a 3-year transition. So between now and autumn 2027, parents might have to choose between a registered childminder or someone still working under the old system. What's the thought process there? What should parents be thinking about during this time?
That's a good question. And honestly, it depends. Your priorities, what makes you comfortable, it's all really individual.
Right.
Choosing a registered childminder means you're right there in the new system. You know they've met the standards, no question.
All right.
But keep in mind, some childminders might still be working on getting registered, so you might not have as many choices at first.
Makes sense.
Now, maybe you've had the same childminder for ages, they're fantastic, but they just haven't registered yet.
Sure.
This transition period allows for that consistency, which can be really important for some kids. It's about weighing what matters most to you and your family.
Finding that balance.
Exactly.
Now, even during this transition, there are still rules. Childminders who haven't registered yet, they can only care for a certain number of kids, right?
That's right.
What was it, three preschoolers?
Up to three preschoolers, max of six kids total, no matter how old they are.
Okay, so there are limits.
It's about making sure there's some level of quality, enough supervision, even now.
Temporary thing then.
Exactly, a grace period. By 2027, everyone needs to be registered, no exceptions.
The clock is ticking.
Yeah,
Okay, so I know what you're thinking. What does it actually take to be a registered childminder? Like, what's TUSLA looking for when they inspect? Do I need to install a tiny toilet?
well, I hate to break it to you, but no miniature furniture requirements in the regulations.
Darn.
It's interesting, though, the guidelines get that a home is a home. It's not a childcare center.
Right.
So safety is super important, obviously, but they're not saying everything has to be perfectly child-sized.
Okay, that makes sense.
The idea is that kids in a home setting, they should be able to use the furniture and the spaces just like they would at their own home.
So it's more natural that way.
Yeah, exactly. Normal, integrated into the family.
So no tiny armchairs.
No tiny armchair, sorry.
Well, what about practical stuff then, like food? Parents really want to know about this. Are there rules about what childminders have to feed the kids?
Yeah, definitely. It's a big one. And there are some specific guidelines about meals and snacks.
Okay, so tell us, what's the deal?
Well, you're not going to find anything about white tablecloths or silver spoons in those regulations.
Okay, good to know.
It's all about nutritious food that kids will actually eat, and it's got to line up with the Healthy Ireland guidelines.
Which are?
Basically, they're all about healthy eating habits for everyone in Ireland, balanced diets, cutting down on sugary drinks, that kind of thing.
Makes sense.
The main thing is that children are offered a variety of healthy foods, just like what you'd want for them at home.
Yeah, so no one's making like gourmet meals.
Exactly. It's more about making sure the food is good for them and something they'll actually enjoy eating.
Now, one thing that really struck me about these new rules is how much they focus on transparency and communication. Parents and childminders really working together. It seems like a big shift. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. These regulations really put parents in the driver's seat, giving them access to information, encouraging that open dialogue with the childminder. For instance, parents have every right to see the childminder's registration, their insurance details. But also, and this is important, their childminding service handbook.
Okay, what's that?
That handbook is key for transparency. It's where parents find all the details, the daily routine, discipline, which, by the way, corporal punishment is a big no-no, completely prohibited.
Good to know.
But also how they handle medication, even internet safety. It's all in there.
Wow. So it really covers everything.
Everything.
So for a parent, that handbook's really a window into how the childminder operates.
Exactly.
What other things are in there? What else can parents expect to find?
Think of it as like a guidebook to the entire service, how snacks and meals work, outings, transportation, screen time, what to do if there's an emergency, all of it laid out clearly.
No surprises.
Exactly. This way, parents know exactly what they're getting. Everyone's on the same page right from the start.
That's got to be reassuring.
Absolutely. And it's not just the handbook. There's also a big emphasis on a written agreement, a contract between parents and childminders.
Okay.
This outlines all the specifics like fees, hours of care, sick leave policies, that kind of thing.
Right, all the practical stuff.
Exactly. And that protects everyone, makes sure the relationship is positive, built on trust.
So it sounds like these regulations, they're really encouraging parents to be involved, not just dropping their kids off and hoping for the best.
100%. It's about that partnership. Parents and childminders working together, talking openly, sharing the responsibility. Parents are encouraged to ask questions, raise concerns, be a part of their child's experience. It's better for everyone that way, especially the child.
Right. Now, with all these regulations, inspections, is there a risk? Things become too rigid. I mean, part of what makes childminding great is that homey feel, the flexibility.
I get that. It's a valid concern. And honestly, it's something TUSLA's been really careful about. They don't want inspections to be scary or feel like a punishment.
Right.
It's more about working together, being supportive.
Okay.
The inspectors, they get how unique home-based care is, and they work with the childminders to meet the standards, offering guidance, feedback, all that.
So it's not about trying to catch people out.
Not at all. It's about making sure the quality is there, that the kids are safe.
So it's more guidance than enforcement then.
Exactly. It's about having a system where childminders feel supported and given great care, and parents feel confident knowing that those standards are being met.
It sounds like these regulations, they really set the stage, you know, for good quality childminding.
Yeah.
Safety, transparency, open communication, all that.
It's a great foundation.
But what about the fun stuff? The enriching stuff, like play-based learning, helping kids grow and develop. Where does that fit into all of this?
That's where home-based care really shines, you know? Because yes, the regulations, they're all about safety, well-being, all that. But they also get how important play and learning are for young children.
Right. It's not just about keeping them safe.
Exactly. Childminders are actually encouraged to provide different activities, things that help kids develop. You know, arts, crafts, music, sensory play, getting them outdoors, things that spark their imagination, make them curious.
So you're creating this stimulating environment, right, where they can learn and grow just by playing.
Exactly. And that's where that parent-childminder partnership, it becomes even more important.
How so?
Well, parents, they know their kids best. By telling the childminder what the child's into, what their strengths are, how they're developing, that helps the childminder create a really personalized experience.
So it's a team effort, making sure the activities are fun, but also helpful for the child.
Exactly.
That's amazing when you think about it. A custom learning adventure for each child.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've talked about what happens at home. What about going out, you know, field trips, excursions, all that? What do the regulations say about that?
Well, safety comes first, always, even when you're not at home. The regulations are clear. Childminders, they need to do a risk assessment for any outing. Right. So that means thinking about potential hazards, making sure there are enough adults, having a plan for emergencies. Oh, and getting permission from the parents, of course.
So no spontaneous trips to the zoo.
Well, you know, spontaneity is great, but with little ones, it's all about planning and being prepared.
Makes sense.
Parents need to know that the childminder's thought everything through, that they're not taking any unnecessary risks.
Right. Safety first.
Exactly. And speaking of being prepared, the regulations also talk about what happens in emergencies, specifically emergency cover, which parents ask about a lot.
Oh, yeah, that's a big one. What if something happens and the childminder can't be there?
Exactly. So the rules are every registered childminder, they need to have an emergency contact, someone toothless checked out as well, who can step in if needed. Like if the childminder gets sick or something unexpected comes up.
So there's always a backup plan.
Always. That's the idea. It's about peace of mind for the parents, knowing that their child will be looked after no matter what.
It's like a safety net.
Exactly.
Okay, we've talked about a lot of positives, which is great. But what if something goes wrong? Like, a parent has a complaint or a concern, how do these regulations handle that?
Another good question. And remember that Child Minding Service Handbook we talked about?
Yeah.
That's a big part of it. It outlines exactly how complaints are handled, so it's all very transparent.
Okay, good.
Parents have every right to raise concerns, and they need to be addressed quickly and fairly. Open communication, respect, that's what it's all about.
So nothing gets brushed under the rug?
Nope. There's a clear process for dealing with these things.
And what if a parent feels like their concerns aren't being taken seriously? What then?
That's important. If that happens, they can always go straight to TESLA. There are always ways to escalate things, to get support.
That's good to know. Parents need to feel comfortable speaking up, knowing someone's there to listen. Well, we've covered a lot today, from miniature furniture, or the lack thereof.
I know, right?
To emergency contacts and everything in between.
It's been quite a deep dive.
It really has. But these regulations, they're a big deal. It's a whole new world for child minding in Ireland.
It is, and it's all about putting safety first, being transparent, building strong partnerships between parents and child minders.
And at the end of the day, it's all about the kids.
Right.
Making sure they're well cared for.
Absolutely.
So if you're a parent in Ireland, you're probably thinking about all of this, and we hope this deep dive has given you the information you need, helped you understand these changes, so you can make the best choices for your child.
We hope so. It's a lot to take in.
It is, but, you know, these regulations, they're about the what, the rules, the guidelines, but as you're going through all of this, we want you to think about the who as well.
The who.
Yeah, who do you want caring for your child? What values are important to you? What kind of environment do you want your child to be in? These are questions that go beyond the regulations, but they're just as crucial.
Absolutely. Couldn't agree more.
So to all the parents out there, good luck on your childcare journey. We're here to support you every step of the way.